Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, y'all, I want to start off by, this is not how we normally start the show, but I just want to say, like, I don't know if we've ever had anything that I've needed to be this transparent about, but...
This is a vulnerable moment for you.
Yeah. I just want to say that...
Yo. Go on, Poodle. I'm sorry, but I can't hear you, Jay.
The moment's passed. It's fine.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Woo! Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I was literally walking down the street and someone just honked their horn in Los Angeles and I started
laughing. I don't know why that was so funny to me when I first heard it. When I first Googled, y'all, some of you said, I need to program that so my husband just scares the shit out of him. You can YouTube 10 hours straight of car horns.
It's there.
It is. That's how we did the Jen Rishi scene last week. That's one of the scenes that when I'm gone, I hope they'll speak well of me for.
I feel proud. It was a good idea, Poodle.
Yeah, I
that blind squirrel found that nut that day.
Thank you. Yo, this is Toe. This is Toe Part 2. What's the name of this book? It's a long title.
Season 4, Episode 8. This is our Part 2 of... For every joy, there is a price to be paid.
And that price to be paid is watching Nicole and Mahmoud.
Again, I enjoy
For the Debbie joy.
I enjoy. You know, I think you need to remember, you need to go sit in a room and you need to think about what we went through with Hay, and maybe you'll be grateful for Nicole and Mahmoud.
You know, context does matter. You're exactly right.
Get worse.
It's not like Hay. It's just that it is the same fucking thing. Same fucking argument.
I get it.
Y'all, this is episode 2 or part 2. You're going to get an off-Broadway corner coming up soon after our first story.
Y'all, we forgot to mention this in announcements. This is a big deal. Please don't turn the thing. I know a lot of you fast forward. This is actually a big announcement in that,
huge.
We, as y'all know, there is an attack on drag queens and drag performance in this country right now.
Yes.
There are many reasons why some people think it is happening, but the thing that we know about it is that we know it's an attack on our community, and it's just
bigotry. That's it.
And it's bigotry.
Bigotry and people aiming their hatred against groups that they think aren't safe for other people to like. In other words, we they aren't mainstream enough for them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just changing their tactic. First it was for a while it was just gay people, and now
people are quote unquote too mainstream.
Yeah, and now it's drag queens and trans people. So gotta find something.
Trans kids in sports and all that.
Yeah.
Shit.
All fun.
As RuPaul said in our Instagram or in his Instagram post, look over there. That's all this is, y'all. It's just get you not to. And as RuPaul said, the best way you can change this more than anything is make sure you are registered to vote and vote. Something else you can do is that they're doing a digital worldwide moment with
Worldwide moment.
Queens of Drag Race. They're doing it, and they're going to be doing it on a moment, and it's going to go towards, what's it called? The ACLU Drag Defense Fund, I believe, right?
I didn't know. I know it was Drag Defense, but I didn't know it was ACLU, but maybe it is.
It is ACLU. Okay. They partnered.
So Drag Defense Fund.
Basically, RuPaul, World of Wonder Productions, they partnered with the ACLU on this and created it. So that's going to be our charity for March and for April in the Sissy Squad. So Sissy Jordana put a post about that. And so if you either Google that or her name, you can see that post. Or if you don't want to give through Facebook, we're going to put a link in our link tree. You can just go to, if you just Google ACLU Drag Defense Fund, you can find the link that you can donate. It doesn't have to be associated with the Sissy Squad. We just want people to fight against bigotry and we stand against that. So,
and as almost everyone who listens to us know, it's never going to be a drag queen that's grooming your child. It's going to be the...
It's going to be your Uncle Johnny.
The youth pastor or a man or a straight man.
That's what's going to be. So
that's grooming. Not a drag queen.
Not a drag queen woman. You read your stories. I don't think we have to convince that of anybody who listens
to us. I totally agree. It just, every time I say it, I just become more and more in disbelief that there's a group of people. And people even, I've had fights on Facebook who I know talk about it.
Yeah, because they.
Isn't it interesting, the power, the people who are in charge of personal freedom, if you want to bring your kid to a drag show, that's your right, not someone else deciding that.
Isn't it
interesting how that works?
Someone could say that, then kids don't need to go to church until they're 18, because that's conditioning too.
Exactly.
So if we're going to make these rules, so get ready what you wish for, because as I said before, when you fuck with the drag queen, you fuck with the wrong people. Y'all.
I agree.
Yeah. So get ready. So anyway, I'm going to watch that worldwide moment. I think, I don't know the exact date. I think it is it's in April.
We could do a watch along with that, with everybody.
Well, now we're going to have to do it. You said that.
We can comment. We can maybe do it on Discord.
Well, now we're going to, I hope you want to do it, because now we're doing it. Hope you're happy.
Hope it's not around my show.
You'll make me do it, and then I'll have to do it.
You would want to serve our community.
Yeah, your idea. I mean, I'm going to watch it anyway, so it's not really.
But don't you want to serve your community?
Don't you want to go sit on a fucking stick and light it a fire?
Maybe. Actually, now that's a bang.
You probably would get up. I'm trying to look it up. Keep talking about something else.
Can you do that later?
No, because you fucking brought it up in the show. So talk about another announcement quickly, and I'll look it up.
Fine. Y'all check out all of our Below Deck. We did a really fun collab with Hollywood Leon on the finale of Below Deck. So much fun. We were all, he brought out the shadiness in me. Even more so, we were brutal. I'm going to probably go on his show, and we're both going to get canceled.
Yeah, I'm worried.
So, yeah. So you might as well just get ready for that. We also have Haley, an interview with Haley from Below Deck OG coming up next week. And actually on Monday. So that'll
on Monday. And actually drop. She just told she's I think she's gonna be on Lee and show Tuesday. Later too. Tuesday. So she'll be on that show as well.
And take a look at our Patreon, RG Plus. We got so much coming up. Yumi and my ex seeking brother husband. This is gonna be an April classless season 6. And okay, you know where the moment is. I gave you advanced yes. long enough.
Yeah,
even without my boa.
I was waiting for you to finish. It's going to be Sunday, May 7th. So you're just perfect time for you to be there because I know your schedule.
Oh, I think I'm away.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know. You're free, bitch.
I think I'm away.
Get ready.
I literally think I am away.
Where are you?
I don't know. I think I'm you're gone not, that weekend.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
We'll think.
It's Let's a Sunday it. Night. You're going to have to cancel your plans or be back in time now. You have to tell any boy you're fucking to pull out.
We'll see.
Anyway. Y'all, exciting stuff. Be sure to listen to Extreme Sisters this week to get your last MILF Manor minute.
So sad. So sad.
Oh, boy. Just you yeah. wait, Henry Higgins. Just you wait.
Ugh. Anyway, check out our other announcements on the part one of the show. We had quite a bit to share. I think we can just jump right in with sure. Gabe and Isabel.
Let's do it. Y'all, Gabe is a Maddie, not a poodle, because Maddie gets too inhibited to fuck at your parents' house.
Why bother? I just do it.
Oh, you live to do it. I know.
Oh, yeah.
You.
Oof. Just nothing better than the couple of walls separating me fucking your child.
Wow.
And I want you to hear it.
Wow. Wow. Oh. Would if you brought a boyfriend home, which first of all,
not with my parents. No, I don't want them to hear me.
Fuck in your place or no?
No. I don't want my parents to hear me. I want their parents to hear me.
Their parents. But so you're
and
telling
me banging there.
You
their
brought
kid.
A guy home. Y'all are sleeping in the room. And then he starts knocking at the back door and like puts his hand over your mouth for you to be quiet. You wouldn't do it?
I would, but only because his hand was over my mouth. I wouldn't want it to be weird.
Wouldn't you?
Well, weird is part of the appeal.
You're scared of another poodle hearing it though and going, Jay Bird.
Oh, it's a performer.
No.
Father Poodle, we really raised one.
Sorry I brought this up.
Boy. It's really, really telling the news there, ain't he? Wow. God. Hope he's having fun.
Can we move on, please?
Please, yeah.
Please.
Hey, you brought it up.
I'm always
going to go to the most disgusting part.
Yeah, you really are.
But Father Hootley kind of sounds like me sometimes.
Stop! Reminds me, where's that secret garden book?
So, y'all, they're in the country, and Gabe says, I feel bad that her parents are trying to be so nice, and I have to tell them that I'm trans, and she's like, she's worried about what the father says. There's a moment here where, Gabe says, so will it be me or your father? And I know this was probably a producer-initiated question. I get it. It's just not fair.
That felt fraudacity, though.
Me
the
too.
Whole thing where she said, y'all, I think she would choose him. I don't believe that part of the story.
Well, regardless if she would or not, it's not a fair question.
No, it's not.
It's just not. Yeah.
Because it's a little bit of, y'all don't ever come out for someone else.
Yep, exactly. So, thank you.
So it, you come out for yourself. It's like with Jamie, it's different with the Jamie and Chris thing. I love that we have two storylines on this season of Tow, of two people talking about coming out and doing it on their own terms. And I admire them both for the way they're handling it.
Yep.
Jamie doesn't think it's going to be a good conversation, and it's a more protecting thing for her. Now, when Gabe does later, when Gabe, I think now Gabe's saying, I don't want to have secrets. I'm not the person to have secrets anymore. Right. I don't want to lie to people. That I think is really admirable. But if you're that person, then you have to let go of the family's response and Isabel right. and how that it's about you coming out.
And that if he thinks that, that needs to be, I think if I was Isabel, I would address that. Mm-hmm. Your coming out has a lot to do with me, but it is not my identity.
Yeah.
It is you, you're making that decision and saying it's a little unfair in that way. Yeah.
I agree.
It felt Ferdacity to me too. But it still was kind of hard to hear. In that way. So, and she says, well, if you haven't thought about what you're going to say to my dad, then I don't know what my answer is. God, I love Isabel. I think she might be. Save Debbie for obvious reasons. I think Isabel might be my favorite person on this season.
She's very level-headed.
Yeah, I really enjoy her. And he's like, so he's super upset by this. Again, a little Ferdacity. So is she going to accept me or go with her family's views? Well, it's not that black and white. It can't just be, and maybe her parents will make it. So I doubt that's going to be the case. But
yeah,
who knows? So y'all, they are riding horses. We are just having a good time because what else, what the genuine Colombian, pre-trans reveal activity is always riding horses.
I mean, it's
very traditional.
You never know. I think I always feel like people come out in the weirdest, in the weirdest times. I mean, I don't know. I know that I came out to my dad after Sunday dinner, and his wife Brenda just made chicken fried steak. So my mother, chicken, that was more
chicken fried steak was the Oklahoma coming out meal.
Did you grow up with chicken fried steak? Like,
no.
I don't think you can get better chicken fried steak than in Oklahoma or Texas.
We grew up with, it wasn't called chicken fried steak. It was called country style steak. It was like kind of like meat that's been pounded kind of, but it's the same thing. But my mother stopped making it when she got really health conscious.
Oh, it's literally probably the most fattening thing you can make for yourself.
I don't know. It is breaded. It is breaded, usually beef.
Covered in gravy.
So my mother, I remember my mother making it when I was younger, and then slowly that got out of her vocabulary.
I like it. I like chicken fried steak. I love chicken fried chicken. I love Cracker Barrel chicken.
Otherwise known as chicken fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Such a weird chicken fried. Only Texas.
Yeah.
Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So we are. This is so gorgeous. And at
Thank
one point.
Thank you.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
One point, Isabel says, I really wish I could just ride my horse right out of here and not have this conversation. And so we're sitting down for coffee, and he's like, I have some very important things to say. And the translator kind of says, this is something very important to tell you. I don't want you to see me any differently. And I think this is what every queer person starts. You don't want the person you're coming out to treat you any differently.
No.
And I think that's the goal of any coming out talk. And this starts out, and I don't want it to be deceitful, and I don't. And he basically says, the translator says, I was born a woman. I've been a man for 10 years. I'm trans. And we get no reveal. we're going to get it next week.
Cut to next week on. I knew they were going to do that, just to tease.
I'm wondering how many, how accurate the translator can be.
Well, theirs is good because it's through their phone.
Right. But I don't know if her parents will know the word trans.
That's what I wanted too. Like, what is their...
Yeah.
Like, we hear the dad say next week on, he says, start from the beginning, explain the whole story. So it is, you do wonder, do they even know what this is?
Right. How informed are they about trans people? I think this is going to be a long conversation because first you will have to familiarize them with the terms, and then they're probably going to ask lots of questions about anatomy. But maybe it'll be great. I don't know.
You would hate this. It's probably why. Did you ever sit down? I don't know how you did. You sit down and tell your parents you're gay, or did you not do that because you couldn't? Because can you imagine the amount of questions your mother would have?
They basically, I was talking to them and they kind of, we know. So it wasn't.
So they didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's what my dad didn't want to talk about it. So yeah. My mother had lots of questions because they were divorced. So I had to do it. So that sucks. So when your parents are divorced, you got to come out twice.
Yeah. It's like two Thanksgivings, but like a really uncomfortable Thanksgiving.
Yeah. There's not pie. Not pie. It's not like two Christmases where you get two presents or two Hanukkahs where you get two gifts. No. It's just, let's just make a parent cry again.
It's like two IRS audits.
Yes. It's like when I look back on my life, the only two times I saw three times I saw my father cry were when the day he left my mother and I helped him move out and pack stuff in his truck, the day his mother died, and the day I told him I was gay. So that makes you feel good.
Well, a part of him died that day.
Yeah.
So, and strangely, you were there when he died.
I was. I was. Oh, boy.
Oh, still need to see that death certificate to prove it. Yeah. Still.
Good vacation in Oklahoma.
Should we take a break? And then we'll come back and do the Broadway Corner.
Sure.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare.
They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
It's off Broadway corner. Low budget. Very intimate theater. Maybe slightly pretentious. There's puppets. Ooh. Off Broadway.
always. Some of it's good, some of it's not. Most of it's not, but who knows? Some of it transfers. No, no. Yo, it's time for Poodle's Off-Broadway Corner. That you heard me correctly, off-Broadway, because none of the shows that I saw were technically Broadway. Let me, some people, I had some people
I'm just going to go fix a snack. I'll be right.
No, you will not. Some people ask me, what is the difference between Broadway and off-Broadway? Do you know?
It's not, I just assume it's not on Broadway. The actual, like,
well,
considered,
that was,
well, because that was technically the way it used to be, right?
Originally, all the theaters were on Broadway, but nowadays it is, now they are not. They're all over kind of an area and around 42nd Street, Times Square, mm-hmm. kind of, but yes. In general, today, off-Broadway is considered between the size of your house and the amount of funding you have behind it, usually more indie pieces or pieces that are about to transfer. A lot of times it's pieces that don't have a lot of commercial appeal. They can be experimental, and which definitely two of the pieces that I saw were. one of them more so. And they can be, some of them can be very successful. And I loved three of the things I saw. I really liked all of them.
Okay.
So the other thing about off-Broadway is, if you know this, Hamilton started off-Broadway. Hamilton started off at the Public Theater.
Don't a lot of shows start off-Broadway?
And then they transfer. Most of the non-commercial big things start off-Broadway. Like, things that are based on movie adaptations, they already have funding already. But it costs so much money to put up a show, y'all, that no one's going to finance an indie hit. It's not the same for indie studios, for movie studios. There's no A24 for theater, unfortunately.
No.
That can be seen in a wide viewership. It's sad that there's not. So these places that I went were kind of all around the city. I went to one in the Lower East Side, one right up near where I was, near Central Park. So let me start by saying what I love about off-Broadway theater. A lot of times the theaters are very small. You're really close to the actors. Like when I saw the Seagull Woodstock, New York, that I saw with Parker Posey, she was literally, had to walk on the stage and she walked over my legs. It was that intense. And that was the new group.
Oh, God.
And yes, Parker Posey was amazing, because when is she not? I was sitting beside four gays who laughed every time she said a word. And I was like, shh, gays, please, I'm trying to watch the show. Hush,
there's
gays.
There's
going to
be so many. There's going to be like 20 sissies who get all of this, and the rest of them are
too
just
bad.
Like, what's happening?
I got to live my truth. So the first show I saw was called Wolf Play by Hansel, I believe it's Jung, Hansel.
I've done that.
Wolf Play. Yeah. And surprisingly, not what I thought. Okay. There were not younger hairy men involved in this. This was about a Korean child that was kind of rehomed, an adopted child, where the parents could not take care of him, the adoptive parents, and then dropped him off at another place.
Wow. Whoa.
And it was about kind of, he was called the wolf, and they used puppetry, the actor who played the wolf child. And it had a lot to say about race, and it was two women who adopted him, or actually a woman and a non-binary actor. And it, if you're a little confused about what I'm saying, this is an off-Broadway show.
Yeah.
And the thing about this piece, I liked what it was trying to do. The direction was so all over the place. There was so many props. The stage was so immersive that I got actually a little confused.
I did, just with you explaining it.
Yeah. I was moved by the puppetry of the child? Yes. But I didn't, at the end, I didn't know kind of what the piece was really trying to say. There was a lot of things. I was moved by the puppetry, but I didn't know if I really glommed on to the story as much. And then I thought, I'm a white person and I don't know the immigrant experience as well. But my friend who I saw there.
Wait a minute. You just went to an off-Broadway show in New York and saw someone you know?
Yeah. That happened two other times.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know people in every city. And I hadn't had sex with them. It was actually a girl.
Oh, okay.
A woman, I should say, not a girl. And I said, can I just chat with you? I said, I just want to know. And she's like, yeah, this was all over the place. But she's like, the puppetry got me. Because they were puppeting the child.
Always does.
And so that evening, I saw a piece called The Good John Proctor by Talene Monahone. Monahone? I don't know. Just look up The Good. It's at the Connolly Theater, which is on the Lower East Side. And wow. Kind of a shot of the women, the girls who accused these people of witchcraft in the Salem witch trials, the kind of a prequel to The Crucible in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Abigail and Mercy Warren, and they were acting like girls. They were just acting like, oh, I have a crush on. But it was a really kind of like the mystery of female adolescence and what can happen, and how we thought these girls were just hysterics, but there was so much more. There was so much more in their worldview. Brilliant play. I loved it. That I really loved. Great actors in it too. The next day, I saw Woodstock, New York, or The Seagull, Woodstock, New York, which is the Parker Posey at the New Group. And very funny. Parker Posey's incredible as Irene, which is the kind of the mother. Everybody else was pretty good. The Nina was great too. That was the really small set. The gays were laughing at Parker Posey. At one point, she said, I was a bad mother. I know it. If you know The Seagull at all, she's her son's obsessed with her, and she's thinks she's a bad mother, and just goes,
boy, that doesn't hit close. Not at all.
And at one point she's like, I was a bad mother. I did everything I could. And the guy who's been the same with her is like, you did your best. And she's like, I know. But there are moments like that Parker Posey killed. I didn't love everything about the new adaptation.
So that's what I was asking. Is it taking the original book of The Seagull and just putting it in Woodstock, or is it actually
It's Thomas Bradshaw. Thomas Bradshaw.
Okay. So same story, but a different play?
Different play. It's an adaptation.
Okay.
It's a modern adaptation in modern times.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And she's a theater actress. She's like she is in the original Seagull. Okay. And but I liked a lot of it. I say I really liked it. And then Sunday night I saw Dear World with Jerry Herman, Jerry Herman.
Yeah, he's dead.
So he is dead.
If Jerry Herman was there, then that means so many gay people went to this show. They just brought him back.
We raised Jerry Herman from the dead.
Yes.
And that's possible because this, I can say this in one word, this was absolute faggotry. And I loved every minute of it.
That was
Donna Murphy. Well, faggotry then.
Okay.
Donna Murphy. Don't you tell me what I can do in my corner. Donna Murphy was unreal. She had this huge, Marie Antoinette thing going on. It's based on The Mad Women of Chaillot, which is a play by Girardeau. It's very surrealist. I'm not going to spend time describing what it's about because I'm already losing a lot of you.
You said surrealist and I went, oh.
Well, there's a cafe, and underneath the cafe, they found oil and they need to bulldoze the cafe and bulldoze all of Paris so the president of the bank, the president of the world can make money.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's surrealist and symbolist, but it's a wonderful, wonderful it's a wonderful score. The show itself doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's so positive and optimistic. And I loved seeing Anne Harada and Andrea Burns were amazing as completing this trio of kind of eccentric women. Anne Harada had a fake dog that she talked to the entire time.
How did they sound, the singing? Was the music great. Nice?
They sounded fucking fantastic. Donna Murphy was a little flat, but that can happen to her sometimes. But she, my friend conducted the orchestra. She was brilliant. They sounded gorgeous. The ensemble sounded wonderful. And there's the show is called Dear World. And basically the song, the opening says, "Someone has injured you, dear world. We know you're better than this. We know you can heal yourself." And I was like, boy, if we need something for this time. And
did you cry?
I at the curtain call, I cried my eyes out because they're all singing it. Well, here,
And you didn't? And you're telling me you went to this show and you didn't go home with somebody? Because I bet your grinder was blowing up.
Shockingly, so I just want to read you guys this song, lyrics. "Someone who's wounded you, dear world. Someone has poisoned you, dear world. And those who love you defiantly insist that you get off that critical list. So make your recovery quick, world. We're sick of having a sick world. We want you dancing tomorrow afternoon, so be a dear world. Rip the bandage off, dear world. Take the stitches out, dear world, and get well soon." And then later on, "We can promise you, world. We can assure you, world. We can nurse you, world. We can cure you, world." It's so wonderful.
And you got dicked down later, right? Because there was all these gay guys there?
No, I went home thinking about it. No, I think I saw too many enemies there.
There was like three people that posted on Facebook, "Seeing Dear World tonight with Don." Was it only one night?
No, I think there were like four performances, maybe five.
Boy, brought out the queens.
I will say that was my off-Broadway weekend. I will tell you, seeing an off-Broadway show is much more economical. I got all these tickets. You know, I do have two I got through friends, but you can buy through just regular box office. And I got one of these tickets for, I think one I got for $90. And really good seats. So if you want to see theater and you don't want to go to a big Broadway show and pay a couple hundred bucks, off-Broadway's for you. So you can see some really good stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Yay!
Are you done?
Yes. Yes, I'm done.
That's been Poodle's off-Broadway.
Broadway corner. Gang on. Giggle, giggle, gong. What is that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make noise. All right.
Should we talk about Jen and Rishi?
Funny thing. We've got big news, actually. Big news. I'm glad a sissy let me know about this. Three Oklahoma towns were named as part of the list as America's 50 best small towns in the South of 2023. There are three Oklahoma towns.
What were the qualifications?
Well, I don't know, but I just know that one of them is Broken Bow, Oklahoma, which I think I've mentioned before on the show. Another one is Guthrie. I've talked about that. That was the original state capital. I've talked about Guthrie. And this other one, never been there because it's up by, where is it again? Something like it's a cobblestone. I know that street. Medicine Park, Oklahoma. But
riveting.
Sadly, Stillwell did not make the list, nor did
Greasy
Bunch. There's no Bunch. There's not even, right by Stillwell, there's Marietta with an I, but then literally the town next to Marietta with an I is Marietta with a Y.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Marietta and then Marietta. That's
right. Why would they do that? That's so confusing.
Someone got confused. So,
okay. That. That actually hurts my brain.
No, I mean, it's...
How far are the towns apart? I need to investigate
They're literally right next to one of them. There's Marietta, which, ironically, this is up in Stillwell. There's another Marietta by me. So there's three towns in Oklahoma named Marietta. And it's very... It's like way northeast of Evening Shade. and kind of east of Ten Killer.
Ten Killer?
Ten Killer, yeah. There's a lot of kill names of Native American, just kind of a lot of things that were Native Americans died.
So do you have to say Marietta with a Y and Marietta with an I?
I don't know how they know. Marietta. People probably, if I remember correctly, people say Marietta and then Marietta. You just got to hear it.
We need to move on. My head hurts from discussing this.
Stillwell's not on there. Nor is Gracie. They didn't even think about Briggs.
So it's Jen's last day on her visa. And Rishi, she's like, it's a shame we were just starting to make progress. What progress? You'd met the parents and they think you're a friend? They think you're his older female friend, which is normal for men to have older women friends, straight men who look like Rishi to have normal to visit his house.
Sure. Sounds normal to me.
How seriously, how normal is that for straight men? Because Rishi's 30 something.
Straight men, I'm listening.
How normal is it to have good friends who visit your parents and women in their 40s who
who haven't been lifelong friends with too.
Yeah.
Like a new friend. You have a new female friend in her 40s.
Right.
Well, anybody, you're not going to make friends with a gay guy who's in his 40s now.
No, I need to eradicate them.
Or fuck
they're all my competition. Can't make new friends. You need to destroy them.
Yes. What are you looking at? Someone sending you a dick pic?
No, literally, it is. I was getting tons of texts to make sure everything was okay, and it was just thinking about casting for my new show.
Oh.
So, sorry.
That's fine. I thought it was something pressing.
Well, I get worried when I get boop, boop, boop. So, well, thanks for calling it out, though.
Well,
appreciate
I didn't
it.
Know. I thought something was wrong, you know? Just set it down, and then they'll be fine.
No, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something happening with my family, but thank you for shaming me.
Well, no, I'm not shaming. I'm trying to make you feel better. This is a life we all do. I do this, too.
But you yelled at me.
It's going to, because we're busy doing something. But that made me think of, though, will people be able to come see your show in the L.A. area?
It's in Anaheim.
Well,
you can if you like to.
I'm not going to go to Anaheim, but it's too far for me. Y'all can drive from Arizona.
It's pretty far for me, too.
You just tell me how it is. But you should. What date's it going to be?
Let me talk about it later.
He's got to make sure it's going to be good, y'all, which I don't blame you for that. Good call.
I don't know if it's going to be cast well, then I'll talk about it.
It's good already because it's your show, but I get it.
I the show has merit on its – I think the show's good. What I don't want is them to cast it with two – I need two roles. This is all riveting. I need two roles that can be really, really good singers. And
it's going to be good because you wrote it. You don't write shit.
I want it to be well performed. So.
All right. Can y'all stay tuned or not. If we don't bring it up again, it's like, don't bring it up again.
No, if don't bring it up again, it's like, it's Elizabeth Castrovet starring in my musical.
Wow, we're off the rails. Okay, so yeah, you're right. Like no progress has been made.
Zero. So she's like, now I have to go back and wait. And
he's like, Jen, you look so pretty. You look so pretty.
You've committed to making this work, right? And Rishi's like, we'll connect every single day. And
I want you back as soon as possible. He says he's completely broken. And he gets down on, this is an episode of Proposal. So he gets down on one knee and gives her a ring.
He proposed her.
He proposed her.
I don't know what the translations is like in Hindi. Whether the verb is intransitive or needs a helping. I'm going to stop talking because I'm way too nerdy about grammar.
Yeah. Just so you know, if you say the word intransitive, stop.
That's fair. That is fair. I'm red, and that's a fair assessment. I'll give you that.
But so yeah, this is something, y'all. We normally don't, but a lot of you have talked about this, so I think that's important to know. And we've even mentioned it because we're like, the way she stares at him. Jen has mentioned that she has something, a medical condition to do with her eyes. We don't know what it is, but she mentioned it on Instagram. So
yeah.
I only bring that up because we're probably, now that we know that, when I thought it, she just had too much work and I was making fun of her for that.
Yeah.
But now I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I'm just going to let people
know.
Yeah,
and it's really not on her to bring it up to say she has a medical condition, but that's brave of her to want to talk about it. So
we kind of brought up her eyes several times.
Oh, yeah. We've been horrible about it. No, I've said that it looked like those were her eyes had murder in them.
You did. But you know what? We haven't said anything about Usama's mouth, and Mary Payne has gone all in his mouth. She calls it his mouth hole.
I get it. I get it. I think if he becomes a really, really bad person, we can talk about it. I have more problems with his eyes trying to get away from each other.
He does have a lazy eye. Yeah.
Just saying.
Talk about it. I have.
They have decided to go their separate ways. Mm-hmm. I feel bad critiquing. I'm not saying anyone can't. Just for me, it's hard for me to critique things that where people don't have access to dental work. And I get it. In this country, we do. Unless you're in poverty, which you don't.
That reminds me, I'm not wearing my rubber bands.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't disturbed by your every word. So
should
I had
we
something.
Stop? I can go get them.
Absolutely
right
not.
Now.
We have to finish. I still heard your retainer whisper, but the rubber bands were mercifully not there. So.
I'm sorry, you were whistling. Can you say that again?
I didn't whistle. I didn't whistle.
Whistle. Isn't that a word that they say, like, if you have a whistle, that whistle's in the word. So if you have it and you're going to do it, it's like when you have a lisp. Why would they put an SP for someone?
The word
with a
lisp is quite unfair.
Why didn't they call it like frack? I have a frack.
Still sounds ridiculous.
Anyway,
so y'all,
ahead.
So she gets, Jen, of course, says, I'm happy, I'm overwhelmed. And Rishi says, you can't lose this one. Because that's what happened the first time, y'all. She lost the ring.
Yeah.
And then she says, Jen says, this is love is worth fighting for, and I'm willing to put up that fight. Meanwhile, back at Northwest Arkansas Municipal Airport.
Yeah, great airport.
Where you go if you need to go to some farm equipment convention, you know, or something like that.
Or if your aunt's dying and you're going to ease her into transitioning, that's
for
what
the
I
death
did.
Of a relative. Yeah.
That's kind of the only reason you go.
Northwest. Someone said that it might have been where a Walmart corporate headquarters was.
Yeah, it's Fayetteville. It's where Fayetteville is. That's where Walmart is.
So that
Fayetteville's actually very nice because Walmart is there.
I would beg to differ that it's very nice.
It's pretty. It's very pretty. There's lots of trees, very nice houses, great schools.
Yeah, I don't think I want to live in a place like that.
I don't think you really want to be gay there.
I don't think I want to live there.
No, I don't want to either.
Where I don't think I can get a good poke bowl there. Let's just say that. Maybe I can.
You know what? I bet you can because there's Okey Pokey in Ardmore and it's delicious.
Fresh daily.
It's pretty good, actually. I've had it. And really, Homeland really has has really good sushi. And then there's a new sushi place in Ardmore. What's it called?
I don't want to know. How far do they have to fly that fish?
No, well, they have sushi with meat in it. with like red meat. They have like red meat sushi, and then they'll have like catfish sushi.
Whoa.
Yeah. Edamame. That's what it's called. Edamame. It's really good.
I assume red meat sushi is cooked.
Yeah. But they, you know, they put an Oklahoma spin on it. It's really good.
I'm sure.
It is.
Her sister-in-law, Jana, is picking her up, who seems to be the only one who's supportive of this.
Yes, pretty
or
much.
Or Tara. I called her Jana. I'm sorry. Tara, with two R's. Tara. And she basically says, I got to talk to you first. And she basically says, we did not have sex while we were there. Because she's basically asking, did you get some dick down from Rishi?
Hold on, said, did you get the D? Because she said, y'all had a really great connection sexually before, you said.
And then she said, so Tara is like a girl. You're talking with your high school girlfriend. She's like, So when you were like touching, did he get a boner?
And she was like, yeah.
But y'all, Mama Jen is ready with that chicken fried steak.
She looks really pretty.
And
you think about it. She put her hair in curlers for this. She put on eyeshadow. She looks really, I really like her.
The brother is still a little skeptical, which I kind of don't blame him. I really do think that Jen has done this a lot.
I will say I'm pretty proud. I'm probably going to eat these words, but as an Oklahoma family, mm-hmm. I actually think even what the mom was saying, like they weren't judgmental about it, but they all were kind of like, girl.
Yeah.
Those traditions are hardcore. This is a different culture, but it wasn't in a judgmental way.
No, you're right.
I felt a little proud. I think they handled it okay.
You're right.
I'm
going to
eat these words probably.
Later on, but mom thinks she just says those traditions are strong. I don't think he's going to leave his mother. And the brother says, I'm concerned that you're going to get your heart broken. And she's still holding on those Indian clothes that she bought while she was there. As long as she wears those, Rishi's going to be true to her.
When the brother says, when she's like, well, he proposed to me. And he said, yeah, but for the second time. And the brother said, I think he's stalling. And I went, that feels right. When he said it, that just kind of hit. So anyways, mom was making some Oklahoma sense, which normally Oklahoma doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
I think that's all I've got for them. Hey there, Mr. Camel. Are you a nice boy? He's big, he's thick, and he's on his knees. I want to get on that camel. I can't tell you how many times.
Same.
Ed, he's big, he's thick, and usually I'm on my knees.
Usually where we are. Thank you, God. Debbie and Oshama. Debbie and Oshama, shall we? Let's talk about them. if you watch an intimate portrait, you're wondering, wait, why did the screen cut away and now there's something different? And you go, did Poodle get a new hairstyle?
No, I'm wearing my normal hair. This is how it looks when I'm Debbie. I'm determined Debbie.
That you're going to get hot in that.
I already am.
It's going to start itching your face.
This hair is so cheap.
I've told you, if you just spend more than $40 on a wig, or $20.
Oh, this wasn't $40. This was like $15.
It can't be good because it has to look worse than hers.
But a nice wig would be comfortable on your head.
No, I'm not interested in that. Not interested. Save your breath.
Me and Oshama got in a huge fight last night.
Sorry, I got choked up. Did you notice they started this with that there's a place in France where I was like, is that appropriate to play?
Because I think that's an actual Middle Eastern melody.
But it's an American song, right?
But it's from an actual melody.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know. But yeah, it did sound like now, 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 now. That was what they played. I think that's probably a traditional Middle Eastern melody. That's it seems like it anyway.
Streets of Cairo, but I don't know what it.
I doubt it. We're in Morocco though.
I know exactly.
It's this with the wig. You can kind of hold it around your head like a kerchief. You might be gay if your child says, I can hold the wig around my head like a kerchief.
Did you ever put a towel over your head and like
whip
it like your hair?
Yes.
Y'all, if you have a little, I remember I put my hair up and twirl it up to dry and I walk out and my dad go, Matt, get the goddamn towel off your motherfucking head. Goddamn, Bonnie. Shit.
I just dried my hair, Daddy.
I think my mother did it. Jaber, don't do that.
Walking around in my Superman underoos. I wanted some Wonder Woman ones, but they didn't make them for boys.
It was a different time. Y'all, what you need to know is that this is post Debbie worried about Oshama needing to her to go back to the States every 2 months.
It's true.
And because I did not come to be disrespected. What about our plans, Oshama?
They're in that beautiful place. They didn't sleep together the night before.
No.
She walks out.
She respects his traditions.
Yes, she walks out and they sit down. And
yeah, I'm gonna need to call a reality gauge theater here.
I already knew when the wig was on, I might as well just get to it because this might is a well. Quicker.
Determined Debbie edition.
You already walk around the house and just talk like her, don't you? Does your neighbor think someone named Osama lives in your apartment?
I do. I'll just occasionally just go. Well, thank you, Oshama. Oshama. I will say,
God, we're sick.
The voices that had to get me here, young Gary Busey.
Carol Channing.
But this one feels right. The persona feels right because it's somehow all
going to be you.
There's a big part of me that's in her.
You're going to be Debbie.
So y'all, they're sitting
as
there.
As soon as you start doing mushrooms,
yeah,
you're gone.
She walks in her kind of caftanny thing with her peacock fan. If you're on the intimate portrait, you're seeing it now.
Just wow. Wow. Wow.
Thanks, Oshama. Right. Oshama. No Oshama. That kind of sounds similar. It was meant to be.
Just start the theater. And
Oshama.
Action.
Oshama.
Yes, you were
slapping me in the face last night with a different Oshama, Oshama.
I didn't hit you. What? What? No, I'll fix this.
How do you explain yourself?
I want to fix it. I misunderstood. You misunderstood. We all understood.
That be a misunderstanding, Oshama?
No, we're just going to stay. You'll be here for it. I thought you wanted to be here for a little bit and then go back and take a break. My mistake. I misunderstood.
No, we had a plan. How could it be such a misunderstanding?
Well, it's not hot in here. It's kind of chilly. Why are you fanning yourself?
My lady cave is always hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the desert, but kind of like the desert where it's warm and moist underneath.
Well, then you should wear a short sleeve shirt, honey.
Oh, no. It gets way, way too hot. And I want to be respectful of your traditions, Oshama.
Oh,
I've been trying to be respectful of your traditions, but I think that you're saying you misunderstood me and you took everything from me. You took my trust, and that's not something you can get back.
I need to believe in you again, Oshama. Oshama, look, I need you to be my Peter Pan, Oshama.
Look, I don't know what that means, but I think there was a dog that was a mother, and it did not make sense to me.
I'll teach you like Peter Pan. We'll learn so many things with intrigue and all other types of Disney movies.
Look, look, I need you to look at my good eye.
It's going left.
Get back.
There he goes.
I want to marry you. I promise. I want to marry you.
Do, Oshama?
Yes. Don't cry. Please, don't cry. Don't cry.
Oh, I need to use my peacock fan to wipe up my tears of joy. I'm a young girl again. Oh, wait. I just peed. And scene. I need to take this wig off. It's hot. Wow. Bless her for being on this season. I thoroughly enjoy her. She is joyful to me.
I love her. So they decide to head to the beach. And
it's my beach, Oshama.
She's like, okay, it's my beach. This is our first full day in Morocco. She wants to hit the reset button and start over.
Maybe it's the start of everything going right, Oshama.
And suddenly,
hey, camel.
Hey,
Oshama. We're going to get on that camel. I've always wanted to ride a camel. Get on there. Oh, let me pick you up, Oshama. Oh, here we go. It's like your bird.
You know
what? Your bones are hollow like a bird's, Oshama.
If you're going to do a theater again, I'm going to make you put on the wig.
No. Bye.
I'm calling it now. We are continuing this reality gays theater because it's too good. Put on the wig, you bitch. Put it on. You don't need the fan.
I'm putting the wig on again with my headphones. Now it's an interesting look now.
It actually looks sideswept. I kind of like it on you.
Wow. My hair kind of looks like Ethan Platt's color.
I think you look good with highlighted hair. With blonde guys are doing that now.
Oh, I did it. Oh, every gay did it during the pandemic.
All right.
I can't
and move action.
Okay, let's get up on this camel. When I hold you, Oshama,
you're like
two metal rods that go way deep in the desert near my love cave.
I've got three rods, honey. You just haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so thin. My inner child, I love this. My inner child is finally free. Oh,
I love your inner child. Who's riding me? Who's riding me?
It's okay, Mr. Camel. You're strong. We're having the time of our lives.
Your energy is weird. I'm going to spit.
Oh, no. He spit on that boy.
I love your young energy, Debbie. I love it, determined Debbie. You be a child.
Let's get off this camel, Oshama.
Please.
Oshama, do you get embarrassed when I'm so enthusiastic?
I did.
No, shut up, camel. No, my love, I do not get embarrassed at all. I love you very much.
People stare at us all the time, and it's not just because of my Stevie Nicks clothing.
No, put out your inner child. Show it to everyone. I love you.
Oh, you love me, Oshama.
Yes.
It's just like in the poem you wrote me one time.
Refresh my memory. Can you say it to me?
Sure, I've committed it to memory.
Okay.
Your love for me is like being in the Sargasso Sea. Salt falls in my eyes.
Yes.
And I look up and see an angel looking down at me, and her hair is there, and it makes a bib for me like I am a baby. You wrote that.
And that's the show.
Oh,
That's the show, everyone.
We never said it was going to make a lot of sense.
Oh, everybody. All right.
But I did say it would come with a fan. That's a peacock.
I have to say, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. I want this to work out.
I'm rooting for them, but I only just want them to be on multiple seasons.
Because I mean, I could see Debbie on the single life, but I kind of want her with Osama.
I think she'd be fantastic on the single life. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the drill. Go to our Instagram, social media. You know producer Christine is going to be making a meme of this shit. Maybe. I don't know. It was all over the place. Anyway, we appreciate y'all for listening. Be sure to check out Y'all Love is Blind is dropped. If you haven't listened to it already, I got the clem. What are you waiting for? So be sure to listen to that. Our last MILF Manor Minute is on Extreme Sisters.
Never mind. It already happened, and would you hear it? But our YouTube Live is this week. But okay.
Too late. We already did it.
Too late. We just did it.
We already did it. So anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for your support. We'll see you next week. But we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, foods?
Yes. And if you've ever flown into Northwestern Arkansas Airport in an Indian garb and have to tell your sister-in-law about your fiancé's boner and talk like 13-year-old girls, call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.